This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the partial destruction of the major dam a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video at a ministerial meeting in Paris on Wednesday, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. Federal prosecutors have notified former U.S. President Donald Trump he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, ABC News reported on Wednesday, adding to his legal troubles as he campaigns to win the White House in 2024. This is VOA News. New Nigerian President Bola Tinubu announced last week he would soon end a decades-old fuel subsidy, saying the country could no longer afford the cost, sparking panic buying. Gibson Emeka has this report from Abuja.
Nigeria's annual inflation rate rose to 22.22% in April, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. Attempting to control the inflation pressure is the main reason the newly inaugurated Nigeria government says it is set to remove fuel subsidy beginning July. Since Tinubu's announcement, fuel pump prices have increased across Nigeria. Experts say this will deepen the hardship that average people face. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain's Prince Harry tells a tabloid newspaper's lawyer nobody wants to be phone hacked as the royals' time on the witness stand ends. AP correspondent Charles David Aisma reports.
Prince Harry entered a London courtroom on a mission to prove that the publisher of the Daily Mirror tabloid had hacked his phone and unlawfully snooped on his life. He left the witness box, having shown he was highly suspicious of how Mirror Group newspapers had obtained information for stories about him, but without offering phone records or much other evidence to support his hacking claims. The Duke of Sussex asserted in his second day of testimony in London's High Court, "I believe phone hacking was at an industrial scale across at least three of the papers at the time. That is beyond any doubt." Charles de la Desma, London.
One of the greatest soccer players of all time is bringing his talents to the United States. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Lionel Messi is taking his talents to South Beach. Messi is set to join Inter Miami CF of Major League Soccer in the United States. The club is owned by former English soccer star David Beckham. The 35-year-old Argentinian forward spent the last two seasons with Paris Saint-Germain in France after a storied 17-year career with La Liga side Barcelona. All told, Messi has scored 806 goals across 1,027 career matches, placing him second all-time behind Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi won his first World Cup title with Argentina at last year's event in Qatar. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A former sheriff's deputy went on trial on Wednesday, charged with failing to intervene during the February 2018 shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Scott Peterson has pleaded not guilty to charges of felony child neglect, culpable negligence, and one count of perjury. The 60-year-old is believed to be the first police officer facing charges in the United States for failing to act during a school shooting. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.